Previously on Screen Verdict Podcast.
David, I've watched all of Walking Dead, I watched all of season 3, and I think I can do a pretty good governor accent, if you don't mind indulging me. And I'm just like, see what you think. You okay with that?
Let's hear it.
Let's give it a go. Great, crank out the vocal cords.
Welcome to the town of Woodbury. We're going to, in this town, we need to be safe, but we need to protect ourselves from people out there. And in this life, you kill or you die, or you die and you kill. What do you think, David?
Yeah, on a scale of 1 to 10,
yeah,
I think probably minus 1.
Hello, Internet. My name's Jonathan Cook.
And I'm Matt Noble.
And on this week's episode of the Screen Verdict Podcast,
we're looking at AMC's The Walking Dead.
The show that we love to impersonate both characters from and voiceover guys from.
Yeah, well, in our previously on, you may have heard that was me talking with the actor who plays the governor, trotting out my governor impression for him, and he was not a fan.
Now, I'm a long-time non-fan of your governor impression. Yes.
You were not a fan of my governor impression before he was.
And you did not let that deter you from doing the impression on the podcast. Now that the governor himself has declared himself not to be a fan, will that deter you from not doing the impression on the podcast?
People are going to have to listen to find out. Will I trot out the impression after it's been given?
People have been very keen to hear our Season 4 Part 1 review to see whether Matt busts out perhaps a new and improved governor impression.
Okay. So, we're talking Walking Dead. We're going to be talking spoilers. Indeed. What happens in Season 1. Go listen to our first ever Walking Dead podcast if you want a bit of a non-spoilery sort of background and thoughts.
Yeah, if you've seen 2 seasons, listen to our Season 2 podcast. Yeah. Seen 3 seasons, listen to our Season 3 podcast. If you're noticing the theme, this is only if you've seen Season 4 Part 1.
Yes. So, spoiler alert!
Spoiler alert!
Yeah. Yeah, and your girlfriend will not be joining us for today's podcast.
Unfortunately, she is back in LA. I will be joining her relatively soon.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she had a good time joining us for Masters of Sex podcast.
Mm.
Maybe we'll see her again.
Hopefully.
On the, maybe a girls podcast, something like that.
Yeah, no, she was great. I liked meeting Bonnie, and yeah, you've done well for yourself, Jonathan. She was fun to talk to and good on the podcast and things, yeah.
Thanks for giving me the only response you had available to you.
What?
Like, she was awful. I hate your girlfriend.
Yeah, but I don't have to say that, like, she was great. I probably wouldn't have said anything if I didn't like her. So, well, let's talk Walking Dead. That's what the listeners are really here for. Season 3 ended. We were all a bit disappointed with the ending of Season 3. We were ready for a Rick Governor showdown. Governor sort of went in there, had a bit of a crack, didn't really pan out well. He went a bit mental and ran off, and we didn't get the showdown we'd wanted.
Yeah. There was a lot of talk.
Mm.
Rick and the Governor in the barn, posturing,
yeah.
A lot of big man, tough guy stuff. And you say, we want to see this come to a head. Want to see them fight. Explode. And yeah, the governor just kind of runs away with his tail between his legs. But as is the rule in The Walking Dead, if you do not see a character die,
they're not dead.
They will make a return.
Yeah. I guess exciting, the governor might come back, but we didn't get the ending we wanted. And also, I think, like, that meant Rick and all his friends just stayed in the prison. So it's sort of a bit like, I would have seen a season of them in the prison. I sort of like how they sort of move around a bit on The Walking Dead. You got sort of the farm season, the prison season. I was hoping for somewhere a bit different this season.
Maybe in the Statue of Liberty. We thought that could be a good hideout for Rick and the gang.
That would be very good.
AMC doesn't have that kind of budget.
Yeah.
We paid for the prison. We're going to milk the prison for all it's worth.
Yes. So they're in the prison. It's a couple of months later. A lot of numbers of days without an accident or something is the name of the first episode. So things are going pretty well. They're like farming stuff in the prison, I guess using Herschel's farming skills to good use. Carol's reading the kids bedtime stories / teaching them knife
fighting.
Rick's sort of going on a few little, just checking out the area. What do you think of this setup to the season?
Well, in some ways I thought I'd almost missed the bit. It's like, oh, all these new people are here now and they have just sort of been integrated into the prison and everyone's kind of going about their daily lives. There was a bit of a jump, but at the same time I thought that was all very boring stuff. I'm glad that they jumped it. It's not like, oh, we want to see them building a fence to put in a vegetable patch. Just go, no, they've got the vegetable patch, it worked out, no need to stress, they've got the vegetable patch up and running, now ready to go with season four.
Yeah, I don't think they would have jumped like 3 months or however long it was if something big had happened.
Oh, by the way, Daryl's dead.
Yeah, like, it cuts to the beginning, is it 3 months later, Rick's going, Carl! Oh my gosh, that was the biggest thing that happened all season. Oh my, you didn't want to miss that. Oh, that was the biggest zombie attack we'd ever had. So yeah, boring stuff. I think they could have even come in a bit later, actually. That first episode.
Yeah, nothing happens in episode one. There's some new people. Rick goes for a walkabout, finds a bit of a scary, crazy lady.
Doesn't really vet her properly, really. Sort of like, oh yeah, we'll take you back.
There's the dramatic three questions thing. Goes to ask the husband the three questions. Turns out she's just hanging out with her dead zombie husband.
The husband does not pass the three questions. The zombie husband is not able to answer the three questions. There's a council. Rick's not running the show anymore.
Why is Rick such a bitch? Like, Rick used to be so cool. Now he's like, my wife's dead. I get stressed and make bad decisions.
Yeah, I think I think Rick season one is sort of your good Rick, right? He sort of, like, was the leader. He got things done. But he still, like, wasn't crazy. Like, he wasn't, like, just going, like, well, the strangers come, we can't trust him, let's just shoot him in the head or something. Like, he was pretty, he had a good head on his shoulders. Season two, he's sort of all right, but he starts to, with that old Shane gets in his head and everything. I think that's when the wheels start to fall off the wagon for Rick. And then in season three, we've just got this Rick sort of just calling all the shots, just way over the top. He goes crazy. And then in this season, he's sort of gone the reverse, the other side. He's overcorrected. He's gone, I made a bad decision or two. I was a bit too overbearing. I don't want to make any decisions.
He doesn't even want to carry a gun anymore.
Yeah. So the council's now running the show. I can't even remember who's on the council, to be honest.
I assume just all the main characters.
Yeah.
Anyone that's been in it for more than half a season is probably on the council.
Yeah. So, do you like this council over Rick? If we were in the prison, what would we want as our sort of structure of governance?
I think having a core group of people that get together and discuss things is neat. You always need more than one person's opinion in the pot.
Yes.
But I think you also need a leader.
I think
you do need that one strong central figure that's going to give you a direction and make the tough decisions and also just be a cool guy to rally around. Like if Carol and Herschel and Maggie, like, oh, we've discussed it and we think, you know, we should probably, you know, go to this place at this time. You'd be like, they've talked about that for a while. Did he get his opinion? But if Rick's like, all right, we're going.
Yeah.
He's got a gun in the air, like, we're going out. I'm like, yeah, I'm rolling with that guy. I want to go with him.
Yeah, and if he's got a council behind him, you're even more confident.
Oh, with like, council with approval, council, that's unstoppable.
Yeah, he got the approval from the council. That's good, because that means if Rick ever goes nuts, the council can rein him in. The council can, like, block the bill. I know this doesn't work well in the US government, but like, I think this could be a good system. So I think if we were in the prison, the move would be, you and me should get on the council, but we don't want to be the leader. I feel like we just want to get as good friends with the Rick character as possible, I think. I also think being on the council, that's a bit of a responsibility, right? I feel like it might mean we're less likely to get sent out on, like, dangerous missions, right? Like, we're like, well, we've got to be here, look after the council.
We've got,
like,
a big vote coming up.
Yeah.
We wouldn't want, you know, an even number of people to get a hung council.
Yeah,
I've got to stay here.
I think the council, and I think the council also sort of decides who goes on what missions as well. We can sort of, like, make sure we get on the good missions and not the bad ones. And then it looks like the prison's not safe anymore. I think we as a council go, look, we'll check out this new place and we can get a team of people we want and just, like, abandon ship. So the council's where you want to be, but I don't think you want to be leader, because that's too, I don't know, in this zombie apocalypse situation, like, you know, a governor or only needs to return, he wants to kill the leader, right? Like, it's like,
you want to be prepared to throw your leader under the bus if a scary governor type figure comes along. So you feel he's going to lose that head to head.
Yeah, yeah.
So things pick up a little bit after episode one.
Some kid with glasses dies.
Yeah, and he dies due to a virus.
Mm.
Got from having sex with pigs or something.
Yeah, I can't remember. It's just I guess it's a flu. And if people get, like, a flu-y sort of thing nowadays, we've got, like, antibiotics and stuff up the wazoo. We all go see the doctor. We get our shots and things. But in the zombie apocalypse, well, that's not what happens. So everyone's immunity is probably down and there's no way to fight it. And, you know, if not properly treated, a flu can kill you. So, and it seemed like a pretty nasty one.
Yeah, normally in a zombie apocalypse, you want that sort of tight, enclosed space where you're safe from the outside.
Mm.
But this, you don't want to be in that enclosed space because the virus is going to spread so quickly.
Yeah.
And it does.
Mm. So, yeah, I heard that this season on The Walking Dead, there was going to be a threat that was not a zombie or another person. Like, sort of a new threat that we haven't dealt with on the show before. This was obviously it. Did you like the virus? Did you think, was this interesting for you? Do you think, oh, a whole new threat?
A lot of people got the virus, but not too many main characters.
Mm.
So I thought, this probably is a serious virus, because a lot of these people are expendable.
Yeah.
Some of these people are going to die.
Yeah.
It itself isn't really that dramatic. It's not like a zombie where it's like, ah, oh, the virus is about to get me.
Yeah.
It's more like, oh yeah, he's got it. Let's see if he dies in like 5 days' yeah. time. So from that point of view, it wasn't super exciting, but a few episodes later where they're sort of just trying to get back with the stuff in time in order to treat the symptoms of the people that were sick, that was fairly tense. That was actually shot and paced quite well.
Mm.
I guess jumping a couple episodes ahead.
Mm. Glenn.
Glenn has the virus. I actually thought he might die.
Okay.
So for them to make me think that a main character might die and then not die, it's pretty good, because that's really all, like, all the show has. It's kind of just like, will people die or not?
Mm.
And if you don't think that he's a main character, he's safe.
Mm.
Yeah, look, he never died or whatever. Then it's boring. But because I thought he actually might die because of the way they shot it,
mm.
I guess it worked out pretty well.
I thought he wasn't going to die. I thought, I don't think they can kill a main character with this virus thing. I thought the virus thing seemed like a bit of a filler threat. Like, a bit boring. It just makes people slow and stuff. Like, and lying down, and a lot of, like, conversations that are drawn out, and people coughing and things.
I guess it was because they built a few things in at the same time. Like, the same time that was going on, Rick and Carl were shooting all the zombies.
Oh, that episode was pretty cool.
Carl wasn't there to help.
Yeah, that episode
was... So all the tension built to maybe make that scene better than it was just on its own.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they wasted way too many episodes on this.
Oh, yeah. Well, the first thing. Yeah. Four episodes sucked.
Yeah, okay, good. Okay, good. Yeah, the fifth one with the virus was pretty exciting. But I would have traded that episode in for the other four.
The best thing about that episode was definitely Rick and Carl shooting all those... Because you want to see people shooting zombies. Not zombies that are against, like, the cage, just getting stabbed with those poles or whatever. That was, like, pretty much all the only way that we saw zombies die for, like, four episodes.
Mm. I guess, like, since you talked about that shooting scene, there's a bit of an issue with the wall this season of the prison.
Yeah, the reason why the prison is so great is because they have these big fences to keep all the zombies out.
Yeah.
But over time, the zombies kind of accumulate and accumulate to the point where the weight of the zombies is enough to push the fence over.
Yes. Do you feel like the security got a bit lax at the Walking Dead prison?
There didn't seem to be that many zombies, and they seemed to be able to kill them pretty easily just by stabbing them at the fence. I would have said, put a bit more effort into killing the fence zombies. Don't let the zombies get to more than about 10.
Mm. I think you just got to have someone constantly on the wall. Because, yeah, I think
that doesn't sound remotely unreasonable.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what, we should probably have someone doing this all the time. Not be like, oh, it's actually quite a few. The thing is starting to bend a little bit. Maybe now's the time to defend the only safe place we found in, like, 2 years.
We'll wait till it builds up to 100 and the wall's about to break, then we'll get on that.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to waste any energy before then.
Because who knows, maybe there won't be that big a build-up at any point. Maybe we'll just get lucky.
This is kind of like, if you have a dirty dish, put it in the dishwasher.
Yeah.
Don't wait till you've got 100 dirty dishes stinking up the whole room to the point that it might not fit in the dishwasher until you go put your stuff in the dishwasher.
Mm. Yeah. Another example would be if science is saying that there's an impending threat. Maybe don't wait till that threat starts happening before acting on it. Maybe go, it seems like there could be a bad situation coming out of this. Let's prepare for it. Let's actually do some things. I'd hate to mention any specific scientific discoveries because I don't want to get political. Now, backpedal a bit to the virus. Tyrese, everyone's favourite guy, Tyrese.
Oh, a lot of airtime, first four episodes.
Yeah. So Tyrese likes one of the girls there. I can't remember. Is this a new girl? Is this a girl that he was with before? I can't remember who this girl is.
I think she's a new girl.
A new girl. Okay. Not Zoe that Deschanel. Girl. Not Zoe Deschanel.
That gets the virus, but I...
Okay.
Oh, no. Well, this girl he likes gets the virus. So everyone gets the virus. It was a real threat, man.
Yeah, respect anyway. Respect the virus. Tyrese's girlfriend, even she's affected. I think he'd just given us... No, he'd just asked her out. They kissed or something. I don't know. Anyway.
Was that why he was so angry? Because they didn't even get to do it yet.
Yeah.
She was probably. Like, let's wait. And then, of course, she gets a virus.
Yeah.
Typical girl.
Yeah.
Makes you wait, then dies from a virus.
Yeah. Well, but she doesn't die from the virus, does she? So Tyrese goes to give his sick girlfriend some flowers. Sweet guy, Tyrese. So he goes in to see her, opens the door, she's been burnt alive.
Yeah, he follows, it's this pool of blood outside and there's two burnt bodies.
Mm.
I just assumed that they had died and then the people there were like, well, we don't want the virus to spread possibly from a dead body, let's set them on fire.
Mm.
But it turns out the council had not given this approval.
Yeah.
And they suspect that it was not post-death. It was actually, they'd been murdered while they were just still just sick, still alive, though, and then set on fire.
Yeah.
So he's mad. He's real mad. Yeah. About 25 minutes of each of the next three episodes is Tyrese being real mad.
Yeah. He's angry, and he takes it out on Rick at first for some reason.
Yeah, he gets angry at him, punches him, and because Rick's been such a whiny Wendy over the first few episodes, you think he's just going to take it. But then Rick kind of snaps. And then he jumps on Tyrese and bam, bam, bam.
How does Rick beat Tyrese?
I don't know. It's
like a brick wall, Tyrese.
Well, he beats him up pretty good. And that makes Rick go, I was right to be whiny because I'm just not stable at the moment. I can hurt people. I just do crazy things.
Well, Tyrese is like, could have killed you, Rick.
Yeah, he punched you in the face for no reason.
Yeah. But the thing I did like about this was Tyrese was like, you're the sheriff, you figure it out. I was like, oh, great. We're going to see Rick's detective work. This is something he's trained for. Like, surely when you're in a zombie apocalypse, you, like, live for moments where what you've learnt before the zombie apocalypse can be used. Like, you know, like, I think if we were in the zombie apocalypse, we're in this prison, we're just waiting for a moment when people need a podcast done. We're like, just like, we're just waiting for the situation where, oh, do you know what would solve this? A podcast. And we're like, yes, we can do that.
Guys, I got this. I'll distract the zombie with my Obama impression.
Yeah. So this was good. I liked, okay, Rick's going to get the sheriff hat back on. He's going to start sheriffing around, maybe asking the tough questions. Were you excited about the Rick murder investigation? Maybe CSI Walking Dead?
I don't know. I feel like he lost his sheriff personality / balls when he gave the hat away.
Yeah.
Do you ever feel like Carl is now the dad?
Yeah.
Like, the Rick's always just crying and stuff, and Carl's like, no, this way, and just starts killing zombies.
Yeah.
But I guess Rick does get on the case.
Hmm.
And, how does he figure it out?
I don't remember. This is my disorder. Like, he sort of seems to just figure it out very quickly. He just goes up to Carol and goes, you did it right.
Yeah. He just hangs out with Carol for a while. I guess he realizes that she is demonstrating some of those ruthless traits, in a way. Mm. They meet that new couple. They want to wait for them. Carol's like, nah, let's go. They're fine or dead. Either way, let's just bounce. And Rick's like, no, I want to wait for them.
Yeah.
They're both dead.
Mm.
And he's like, oh, that Carol. She's turned a corner. She was probably the murderer.
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah. Yeah, she didn't try and hide it. She's like, yeah, I killed him. Killed him to save us. Because you're not doing anything to save us. All you do is whinge and make vegetables.
Now, this is the classic move. You blame the other person. Like, you... It's always passing the blame. That's what everyone likes to do. If you started going out with my ex, yeah, but, like, didn't you this time, like, do this to me? And, like, it's always passing the blame. It's like, classic Carol, just get mad at Rick because try to deflect the negative energy.
Either that or just act like it wasn't something wrong.
Yeah.
Like, don't try and say it wasn't you or make excuses. Just be like, yeah, I did it.
Yeah.
So, you know, well, they don't even seem defensive. Maybe it wasn't even the wrong thing to do. Like, yeah, I killed him. I had to.
Yeah. So, let's pick this apart. What do you think about Carol's decision to kill these people?
I didn't get it. I realized that the virus is a threat, but she just killed two people. Like, loads of people had the virus.
Yeah. I agree. I think the toothpaste was already out of the tube on this one. I think, like, it was not an effective thing. They've set up a council system. She's not the leader. Go to the council with this suggestion. Why wouldn't you go to the council? Because they were going to say no, I guess. Because it was a crazy idea.
But maybe that's a good reason to say no to something. Maybe that would be the... If they're definitely going to say no to this, maybe it's something I shouldn't be doing.
Yeah. And I think also, here's the... Even if you don't want to go to the council, I think you've got to go to someone else. Like, because when you've got an idea with two lives at stake, like, you want to bounce that off someone, because you can get in your head with decisions like this. But...
And Carol's not really a maverick. She's definitely become stronger and more independent over the course of the show, but it's not like she's just making renegade, murderous decisions all the time now.
Yeah.
You think she'd probably be like, Daryl.
Yeah.
Like, we can't let the virus spread. What can we do about it? We've got to quarantine these people, kick them out, maybe even kill them. And then he'd do that thing where he'd walk away and then aggressively walk back up to them, as Daryl does.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy, man. We've got to care for these people.
But if Daryl's then cool with that idea, like, he's like, yeah, maybe we should kill him, right? Then you go, okay, well, I trust Daryl. Like, we're both on the same wavelength here. Maybe we should do it. And then, like, when Rick goes, you did this right, you go, well, Daryl was in on it too. Like, it was a group. Like, it wasn't just me. Because harder to kick out Carol and Daryl.
I was still surprised that Rick kicked Carol out.
Yeah, let's talk
so
about
bluntly.
This. So, Rick... So, hey, Carol, let's go out today. We'll find some supplies. We'll find some tomatoes or something. So they're out, and he's like, yeah, you're not coming back with me.
I found that hard to believe. I mean, Carol's been in the show since season one. Mm. It's hard to... Because she's so loyal and so useful.
Mm.
A council member. It's hard to just kick that person out of something that was the wrong thing to do.
Mm.
But I guess was something that they could discuss and get her to not do again.
Mm.
Like, the people are already murdered either way.
Mm.
But you could probably sit Carol down and be like, okay, Carol, I know why you did this, but it's not cool. Let's not murder any more people.
Mm.
And she probably wouldn't.
I don't actually think this is a horrible call of Rick's. I actually think she's killed two people without clearing it with anyone. She doesn't seem to understand that what she did was wrong at all. Like, she still seems to be, like, doubling down on the decision. Like, you know, you're all weak. Like, I don't know if you can trust her in the group. And obviously for her safety, too, because if Tyrese finds out she did it, he'd kill her.
Is this just a cycle of individual decisions? Like, should Rick have gone to the council and told the council that Carol killed these people and got there? Take on it. Because Daryl wasn't very happy when he found out.
Yeah, I think he should have gone to the council. I agree he should have gone to the council with this.
We're a big fan of the council idea.
Which is crazy because it wasn't that, like, interesting as a show. And I think it was a fairly ineffective council as well. Like, but I actually like the council system. With a strong leader behind it. Like, I think if Rick had been on the council, I think I would have really liked the council. I think actually the council would have come up with a very similar decision though, right? Because they would have said, Rick, what do you think we should do? And Rick would have gone, well, we should probably, like, ask her to leave. And they would have been, yeah, that sounds about right. So anyway, Carol's gone.
She'll be back.
Yeah. I was about to say, maybe never to return. But yeah, she'll be back. So that's all stuff going on in the prison. Then we, after the Carol's gotten rid of, and the virus is sort of taken care of, they come back with antibiotics, and the virus is pretty much cured now. I don't think we're ever going to hear of this virus again. I think that was just a filler.
Yep.
Oh, by the way, just one thing I'm a bit worried about, Tyrese. There is another black person on The Walking Dead now. He's an alcoholic. They built up a little bit of a backstory for him. Are there too many black people on The Walking Dead? Is one of their numbers up in the next half season? Or has Walking Dead been criticised enough for this already? They're going to make a point of having two black men on the show.
If a third joins the team, I'd be very worried indeed.
I think Tyrese or this alcoholic guy, one of them's going to die in the second half of the season, I would guess.
I thought Tyrese might die when he seemed to have a death wish and he just let like a million zombies swarm him, but he somehow fought his way out of the zombies.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened.
But then I guess without him getting... I don't think they'd kill him off without him getting to find out who killed his girlfriend.
Yeah.
I don't think they'd have left that unresolved.
Mm. We then go to an episode... That is all Governor. An all Governor episode.
Two Governor episodes.
Oh, two, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
But the first one's even a more all Governor. Because the second one he then meets
it's
up with...
It's just him and, like, three other people.
Yeah.
Whereas the next one's at least him and a camp.
Yeah, and they got Martinez from the last season.
Mm.
What did you think... So, what does the Governor do?
I think this is a case... It's not even in the Walking Dead... If you think the person's dead, but you didn't see them die, they're not dead. It's just if they don't die, they will come back. Even if it's just they leave. yeah. or you think it's some throwaway character, anyone will be back. They will yeah. bring back anyone and everyone.
Yeah.
The black guy that Rick promised to radio in the first episode, Martinez, Carol's going to be back.
Mm. Yeah.
They really are on a tight budget, AMC. They can't pay for any more actors.
Yeah. So, the governor, after his meltdown last season, where he just massacred a whole bunch of people and ran off with Martinez and stuff, it seems like he's sort of abandoned a bit by Martinez.
Well, Martinez sees that the governor's lost his fire.
Yeah.
So...
Not literally. There was a literal fire in front of the governor.
Yeah. He couldn't find it. He lost it.
Yeah.
He's like, where's the fire?
Yeah.
He doesn't really have much fight left in him, so I guess they leave, and he just walks, I guess, for a length of time, which is long enough for him to grow a pretty long beard.
Mm.
And he comes across this little apartment, and there's a kid, a girl, about the same age that his daughter would be.
Yeah.
So I guess that gives him something to at least investigate, if not...
Yeah.
Give him the desire to live right away. And there's a girl who acts like a bit of a bro. She likes fist pounding.
Mm.
There's an old guy who's dying of cancer.
Mm.
And then some boring girl that, I don't know, likes the governor because he seems nice.
Mm.
They start sleeping together.
Yeah.
I was glad to see the governor back, but my... days this episode was boring.
Oh, I quite like the episode.
What happened in the episode? He's just really, really mopey for like 20 minutes. Then he has a shave and is a bit less mopey for 10 minutes. And then by the end, he looks almost like he's the governor again.
Hmm.
Because there's a kid. Like, how predictable is that? He just finds like another girl to like make his daughter.
Yeah. I liked it. I thought it gave you a bit of the insight into... who the governor was. And I actually thought this was the best episode of the season.
What?
Oh, wait, no, sorry. And I actually thought this was one of the best episodes of the season. I thought this was really good. It got me... I just find... He's such a good actor, David Morrissey, and I just, like, find that a really engaging character. And I thought the governor was so unlikable last season, in a good way. Like, you loved...
He's the bad guy.
Yeah, he's the bad guy, and it showed him stripped back a bit and a bit more vulnerable. And a bit more, you know, part of me started to like the governor. I was going, I quite like this governor guy.
I don't know. Rick's being mopey. The governor's being mopey.
He's a guy, like, this governor's a guy who's lost everything. His friends, his daughter. He had this great leadership position. He lost this community that he built up pretty safely. And... now he's just on his own, alone. And he finds these people, and I started to invest in the governor story. He has a bit more of a gravelly voice, too, doesn't he?
is this setting up your impression? I guess he sounds like himself again by the next episode. But yeah. while he's rocking the hobo look, I guess he does talk a bit,
of a bad like man. A
hobo.
Yeah.
A hobo Batman.
Yeah.
So I've had a tough life. To this place called Woodbury. This man, he ruined it all. He's a horrible man.
That sounds like Mac trying to do Donald Glover from It's Always Sunny version. Lethal Weapon.
Maybe later we'll get my regular governor impression. Maybe not. We'll see.
Well, I much preferred regular governor. The next episode was a good episode. He joins this new camp when Martinez finds him in the pit. I guess that was a decent scene, him finding the zombies in the pit. Then it seems like, you know, the governor just wants to be a part of the team now. He doesn't want to be the governor. He just wants to be Brian. Yeah. One eye Bri.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure what draws him back to being the governor. Maybe the tank. Maybe the tank was just like, that's cool.
Yeah.
But I want the tank.
Yeah.
And I can't just have the tank if I'm a nice guy team member. Like, I'm going to have to become the governor
yeah.
in order to get this tank. So he's just chilling with Martinez. They got some booze. He's hitting golf balls and whack! Just cracks Martinez out of nowhere. Yeah. That was cool. I was like, oh yes, the governor's back. He's evil. He's just hitting people in the head with golf clubs and then feeding them to zombies.
Yeah.
That was pretty brutal. Mm. So he kills Pete, and then he goes and gets the other kind of ruthless guy. I guess their version of Carol. He doesn't kick Carol out. He goes, I want Carol on my team.
Yeah.
So he's gonna, she's going to drive a tank up to this prison and start bombing it.
Mm.
So he gets this guy, and he pitches to the camp that they are the good guys, and that Rick and the people in the prison are the bad guys, and they killed his daughter and took away Woodbury, burnt it to the ground, and they're going to go after it.
Yeah.
And I thought, yep, here we go. Now The Walking Dead is going somewhere.
I did think a little bit, why don't spend a whole episode making us like the governor, if you're just going to become evil again in this episode? I like, didn't really get the direction they were going with that.
I guess I never really grew to like... well, I did feel for the girl a little bit. I was thinking she lost her dad, the governor's now that father figure. I guess I did want that to work a little bit. But at the same time, I was thinking, tough luck, girl, because the governor's going to get his comeuppance pretty soon.
Yeah. So, he kidnaps Michonne and Herschel. And this is interesting, like, because he's talking with them in the thing. And it does sound like in some ways he sort of, there's a part of him that wants to do it the right way. Like, and I don't think he's completely being insincere when he's saying, like, I don't want to hurt people. Like, if Rick just leaves the prison to us, whatever, you guys can go. Like, I don't think he was ever letting Rick survive. I think Rick's...
Yeah, it did seem like maybe he didn't want to kill people. I don't know. I didn't really believe it. I thought any of that was just him getting into character so that the camp that he was with would think he was a good guy.
Okay. He's a method actor, the governor.
Because Herschel believes, oh my... Is Herschel not the lamest person in the world? Everything's like, I'm going to sacrifice myself by going into the virus zone. And Rick, you're a good man, but you need to do this. You've lost your way, but if you believe in you and Carl, you can make it in the end. And you're just like, oh my.
I love it when he starts negotiating with the governor and I'm like, he's out of his depth.
Maybe we can work together. Yeah, I can't believe he thought. He's like, did you forget what happened in season 3? And, you know, when he got bitten by the zombie.
Yeah.
I didn't really care whether he lived or died. I'm not a fan of Herschel.
Yeah.
But if they needed to chop off his leg in order to keep him alive, the least they could have done is cut off his ponytail as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that not the ugliest hair on TV?
Yeah.
Old, balding, white-haired guy has a little slick ponytail at the back?
Yeah.
That is...
Yeah, it was weird.
So Herschel thinks it's real. I think the turning point comes about 30 seconds later when Herschel goes, how can you, a father, threaten someone else's daughter? And the governor says, because she isn't mine.
Yeah.
And that's when you're like, look, he's evil. What don't you understand, Herschel? Stop negotiating with him. It's not going to work.
Yeah. So the governor's able to rally the troops pretty well. They all go down to the prison with the tank and everything. And the governor sort of calls out, we want to speak with Rick. I love this. Rick runs out. Maybe my favourite line of the season. So I go, we got a council now!
That was bizarre. It's like, there's a guy with a tank and hostages calling for you to come out, and he's like, I can't come down there. We've got a council now. I don't make the decisions. The council does.
There's a constitution. I've got no authority. I lost the election by 2 votes, Governor. I can't do anything.
I'll talk, but I'll come back and they'll just tell me I've got no jurisdiction over that decision.
This is where, really, the council system has fallen completely down. So the governor, says, pretty much, I don't care, you're coming down. We have 2 hostages. So Rick obviously comes on down. The jig is up. The council's exposed. Yeah. The council's exposed. Maybe being a bit of a, sham. So the governor lays out his plan. He goes, you know, just give us the prison, Rick, and we'll let you all go. You know, go, the rest of the world is yours. We just want the prison. You know, you destroyed our Woodbury, we want your prison. And we'll let Michonne and Herschel go. Rick has a counteroffer. What's Rick's counteroffer?
He's been spending too much time with Herschel.
Yeah.
And he says, no, we can live together.
Yeah.
We don't want to leave. We'll die out there. But, you know, you guys can stay. It'll be cool. The past is the past.
Half of the prison each. We'll draw a line down the prison. We don't have to cross each other's line. It's almost like we're not living together. We'll make it work.
This plan was so bad. It was so unrealistic, but it was effective in the way that he came across as so lame, so unthreatening, that it served to highlight the fact that the governor was indeed the bad guy. Because he's saying, we can live together, don't make us leave, we've got sick women and children. And then everybody that's watching this going on, part of the new camp of the governor, is like, wait a second, he doesn't seem like such a violent guy. Our leader has a samurai sword to the neck of 2 hostages.
One old, lovable, sweet guy who clears an evil leader. At what point do you reckon the people in the crowd, in the governor's team, were going, hey, I'm okay with this deal of us living together and not fighting. This sounds like a good deal, Governor. At what point were they realising maybe we've backed the wrong horse here?
Well, it seemed like only one of them did.
Yeah.
Only that one girl, the bro girl, except her new girlfriend was like, no, we're going to fight.
Yeah.
And clearly the army dude wanted to fight, and everyone else just followed along.
Yeah.
And so the governor decides to remove any and all doubt as to whether or not he's a bad guy by hacking Herschel's neck with the samurai sword.
Yeah. Oh,
and then shots go off. It's Alan.
When Rick gives his speech of let's work together, we can do this, we can put things behind us and work together, let's do it so no one has to die, Herschel's face lights up. He's so he's going, Rick's doing it, man. He's doing it. This is what I've been wanting Rick to say for years.
When he starts smiling and nodding,
he's like, in yes, approval, Rick, I'm Rick. Proud of you, Rick. This is good. And Herschel, 100% certain this is going to work. He's
I was 100% certain he's losing his head.
Yeah.
So Herschel can die happy.
Yeah. Why do you think the governor went with Herschel over Michonne to cut the head off?
Perhaps because it would have more of an emotional impact on the rest of the people watching. Because Michonne was this bit of a lone ranger, but whereas Herschel had kids there, he was this father figure, he converted Rick to the lame society.
Rick's more likely to agree to the governor's terms if it's Herschel's head on the line.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe you... But do you save the most valuable hostage till last? Should you hack Michonne's head off to show that you're serious and take away the threat of Michonne, someone that can actually fight? And then you have, the real bait, his head's on the chopping block.
Because Michonne killed his zombie daughter. It's also the person that you think he'd most want to kill as well.
Yeah.
Mm. So anyway, obviously Michonne's more important to the show than Herschel at this point. That's clearly why he picked Herschel.
The ponytail had run its course.
Yeah. The governor's team goes with the interesting move of destroying the prison. Destroying the thing they're fighting for.
I could understand, look, you've got to knock one of the fences down to, like, drive the tank in there and scare the people out, like, win the fight. But he's just firing artillery into the walls, setting the whole place on fire, just really attracting a lot of zombies with all that noise and kerfuffle. And, as you said, destroying the thing that they were fighting for.
Yeah. Surely the people on Team Governor are realizing this is, like, just gone disastrous when he rejects that. As soon as Herschel's head gets cut, it's like, okay, now let's, like, blow up the prison. They're like, what is it? I thought this is why we'd come here to live in the prison, not just burn it to the ground.
Are you committed to the pot at that point?
I don't know. I'd be thinking, how do I get on the other team now? Like, how do I signal to Rick some way? Like, I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm with you, Rick. Don't. This guy's wacko.
I feel like, probably should have realized I was on the side of the raping and pillaging a little earlier. I guess I just got to roll with it now. Yeah.
I think I would have gone to the governor. Hey, I heard some screaming. Where those people, your kid and girlfriend are? I'm just going to go check that out. I'll look after them for you and just run away. Maybe come back when the rubble's cleared.
So, Rick, boy, that governor, he turned out to be a real piece of work, didn't he? Sorry about that. Any room?
Yeah. I think, actually, kill the governor. If I was on the governor team, I would have gone up, killed the governor. I think Rick would have then let you in his group if you'd killed the governor.
Yeah, does that really have any emotional weight, though, if some random side character from the camp kills the governor?
No, obviously.
The writers from The Walking Dead.
Yeah. So, all hell breaks loose. The prison's burning to the ground. Zombies are raiding the place. You got the governor and his army attacking. There's a lot of balls in the air. High stakes. This is the showdown we wanted at the end of season 3, right?
Yeah, this is what we wanted. We want Rick and the governor punching each other in the face. People shooting each other, zombies getting in, people shooting zombies eating people.
Yeah.
That's when the showdown's the best, when there's all this other stuff going on as well to heighten the tension, and then hopefully you'd have Rick beat the governor.
Yeah.
Which he doesn't really do.
But Michonne does.
I guess the person that wants to kill the governor the most gets to kill
the governor. I'm glad it was Michonne that killed the governor. I think that's good.
Yeah, I didn't mind it. I would have liked Rick to win something for once, because Rick's been so lame for the past 2 seasons. But yeah, it did make sense for Michonne to kill the governor.
Yeah. The group sort of splits up at this point, too.
Yeah, the zombies get in, and I guess it's a little bit like the end of season 2, where the zombies get on the farm, and there's people driving away, but they get broken up a little bit. So there's a bus with lots of people on it, but Daryl gets left behind, Tyrese gets left behind. There's kind of little subgroups.
Yeah. I love the kids with the guns. They were great. Man. That was very
cool. I laughed so hard. When the girl comes out, it's like, no, Carol taught us to be brave. We need to fight. We need guns.
Yeah.
I was like, what are you talking about? All of you are like 6 years old. You're naming the zombies. You're crying when people die.
Yeah.
And then 5 minutes later, bam.
Yeah.
Shoots a zombie. And I was like, damn, I love it. This kid's badass.
Kids with guns are cool. Yeah. Like this is good.
Do you think people will complain? Because people didn't like Chloe Grace Moretz in Kick-Ass killing people. The kids in Walking Dead are even younger than Chloe Grace Moretz.
I think it'll be fine because they're not saying the C word. If they said the C word, then there'd be complaints.
Yeah, stick to your dirty, fully clothed outfits, only kill zombies, and I think you can have kids with guns on TV.
I actually don't think Chloe with a gun was really... I think the swearing was a lot more controversial. Yeah, so Carol's going to meet up with some of these people, isn't she?
Yeah.
Money on Tyrese being the person she meets up with. High, I would say.
Yeah, that's a good prediction, because he won't know that she killed his girlfriend, and they'll sort of form a bond, and then that will be revealed, and then the tension or consequences will unravel from there.
And I think they also telegraphed it quite largely in the final episode when Rick, like, Tyrese, I have to tell you something. And then, like, the governor rocks up just before he tells him. So there's, like, a reason that he wasn't told then.
Who do you think is the person playing with the rats?
That was so... I thought they were going somewhere with that. At first I thought it was maybe the governor just putting a few rats at the fence of the prison to entice the zombies closer. Was it the kid who, like, names the zombies? That sort of makes some sense. That she'd want to feed them rats or something. Yeah, that was sort of second episode and then never addressed again, wasn't it?
Well, they wrapped up a lot
in
the first part of season four. So I guess they need some mystery to keep us intrigued for season four, part two. Who's been dissecting rats?
I'd be fine if they just left that alone.
I don't want them to devote a lot of time to it, but I want to know now, or else I'll feel jibbed like it was a waste of time.
Obviously, Rick has another meltdown at the end of the season when the baby is not in the cradle and there's blood in the thing.
Rick, you didn't see the baby die. The baby's not dead.
Yeah.
That had no emotional weight to it at all because you just knew the baby wasn't dead.
Yeah.
And again, he's crying and stuff, and Carl has to be the dad in the relationship. I used to hate Carl. I still don't really like Carl because I think he's a bit cocky and he needs a haircut. But at least he whinges less. At least he's a bit stronger now.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Everyone in this show needs a haircut. Forget going out for antibiotics and water. Daryl, Carl, these seedy, greasy mullets need to go.
There's no barbers in this group. No former barbers or hairdressers.
If they came across in, like, a new group and they'd be like, oh, we don't have any suppliers, what can you offer to contribute to the group? They're like, oh, I'm a nurse, I'm a doctor. You'd be like, oh, yeah, we already got a couple of those. Can any of you cut hair?
Yeah.
No. Okay. Give us your supplies. Keep walking.
Yeah. So they're on the loose. They'll find now. We'll see the group sort of in a different environment, which I'm a bit excited for.
And Rick and Carl are two of the people separated. They might be on their own unless they can catch up.
Yeah. I think I wouldn't be surprised next season we see like a Rick and Carl episode, and then a Tyrese meets up with Carol episode, and then a Kids with Guns episode and things like that. I think that's likely what we're going to see, which I think if that is what we see, the episodes are going to be pretty hit and miss, depending on which group we're with.
Yeah. So that's the season. Are you ready to give it a screen verdict?
Yeah, let's do it.
Season 4, part 1 of The Walking Dead. First episode, really boring. Next few episodes, there's a virus. Sort of interesting, but not really. Really, really boring. Episode 5. It's a good episode, because you get to see lots of zombies getting shot. I thought Glenn might die. At the very end, you get to see the governor make a return. Good episode. Then the episode about the governor. Pretty boring. Then the last two episodes are great. So, really hit and miss season. There's like three episodes I thought were generally good out of the eight. But I guess all of the others were watchable. And something that I noticed this season was they tried to be a little bit more artistic. We got some sort of long shots. We got some really good moments from the soundtrack. There were a couple of songs that I actually Shazam got my phone out to find out what they were. So I think they stepped up some of that. Maybe thinking, oh, you know, Breaking Bad, it's not just a good story and stuff. They've actually got some clever shots in there and things too. Maybe we can do the same. So I like that about the show. And I guess I like that they resolved a lot of stuff that we wanted to be resolved in season three that wasn't, and that now we're going to be changing location because the prison was starting to grow a little old.
Yeah.
So even though I didn't like that much of the season, I think it kind of paid off well. I think we're in a good spot. I'm looking forward to season four, part two, more than I was season four, part one.
Okay.
I was kind of thinking, oh yeah, The Walking Dead, I don't really like it that much anymore. But now I'm like, okay, is something new is going to happen. The last two episodes were good. I've got a bit of faith that the next 8 episodes of The Walking Dead could be pretty good.
Mm.
So, season 4, part 1, I'm going to give a 7 out of 10.
Okay, Walking Dead, season 4, part 1. I thought the first 4 episodes were really boring. I wasn't liking it. Just a slog. The virus didn't interest me much at all. 5th episode, there's some exciting stuff. And sort of a bit of a payoff. So I quite enjoyed that one. See, episode 6, I really liked. I thought it was really good to get to see the governor and things and see what he'd been up to. And I think that's such an engaging, interesting character. Season 7, episode 7, I was a little more confused. Like, I was a bit more, oh, I feel like they made it too big 180 on the governor. Like, so I was a bit like, oh, this isn't really the governor we saw last week. What are they doing? But it still was a good episode. And then the final I really enjoyed. I thought it was a great showdown and lots of great moments. And it was sort of what I think I wanted at the end of season 3. So I think the season ended strong, but started really slow and not great. So I'm going to give it a 6.5 out of 10.
There you go. Pretty much on the same page there.
Mm.
Yes. The tank was cool. I liked the tank.
Mm. So now let's open housekeeping.
Housekeeping!
Keeping it real. In the house. So, I've got some news, Jonathan. And I hope you're sitting down for this.
I will sit down.
Okay, great. I got a press release today.
Whoa.
From HBO.
Whoa.
And they've announced that the 5th season of Boardwalk Empire will be the final season of Boardwalk Empire. Only one more season to go.
Hmm. This is bittersweet news, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little sad that there's only one more season,
because
I do like it. So, obviously, more Boardwalk content is good for me. But I'm glad that I know it's not going to outstay its welcome. And usually when a show knows when it's going to end, it has something to aim for, to build towards and create a satisfying conclusion. Because if they're like, oh, how do we just keep extending this? Are we going to do 6 seasons, 7 seasons, 8 seasons? That's no good. And if it just gets cancelled, that's no good either, because they won't have built in a proper conclusion. So I'm sad, but this gives me hope that this will be a good season and a good end to the show.
Yeah, and I do think that it was a creative decision, not a cancellation sort of thing.
Nice.
HBO. Yeah, I think so. It's how these press releases, they always try to word them in a positive way. If it's a cancellation, you know, like sort of like, oh, we talked with them. And but I think
they're going to start the press release with, due to poor ratings,
the following
decision has been made.
No. So it sounded like that's sort of where they wanted to end it, which is good. But yeah, sad that there's only one more season of that to go and only one more Screen Verdict podcast on Boardwalk Empire.
That's the real tragedy.
Yeah. Here. We had a bit of a drama last night. There was illegal activity, police, and car accidents.
Whoa.
So,
are you pitching like a pilot or something?
This could be a movie. Okay. So last night, outside our house, some guy was speeding down the road, crashed into our family car that was parked on the street.
Whoa.
Right? It was, our car was parked, see where that silver car is, Jonathan, there?
Yeah.
And it hit our car, and our car ended up there.
That's going about, up the hill as well.
Yeah, about seven car lengths up the road.
How fast does your car have to be going to move your large parked car with the handbrake on up a hill seven car lengths?
Yeah. Pretty fast. We didn't see it. The noise was so loud that apparently the neighbours behind our house heard the bang and ran around with blankets.
Insane.
It was insane. There were, in our area, at one point, I think 6 police cars.
Whoa.
All of us, because the guy who did it pulled a runner He got out of the crash car.
I'm surprised he lived.
Yeah. He was... His car was smashed, like, on the driveway there. Airbag out and everything. He pulled a runner, ran back, but the car was registered to the house. I'm hoping
he went through your house and then you tackled him to the ground.
Well, I wasn't at home when this happened. I came a bit later, after a big night out, obviously. So, the police, obviously, didn't take too long to find out where the guy was or where the house was, where the car was registered. They went there. Apparently, someone got tasered and pepper sprayed at the house.
Wow. He's lucky the cop from Only God Forgives wasn't chasing him.
Yeah, we had.
Could have been a bit worse than taser and pepper spray.
Yeah, and apparently they don't just use the tasers, the police, because they've got to fill out a form and, like, it's all sorts of red tape behind those things. And what I really learnt from this was I am fascinated by the police. I was just, like, trying to get as close to the police as possible just to see them working and to hear how they, like... What, like,
to what extent these people are similar to Horatio from CSI.
There was a... The person who was driving the car had left a shoe at the scene when he was getting away. He had dropped a shoe. The shoe had dropped and the police collected the shoe forever. I thought
on the end of a pencil and put it in a bag?
They just used their hands. Anyway... it was very boring police work, but it just showed how interested I am in sort of seeing police at work. But anyway, high drama on the North Shore.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm heading to LA soon. I didn't realise how dangerous Lynfield was.
Mm. Yeah.
Perhaps the... Yeah. Probably the only crime in Lynfield.
Yeah.
In 2014 so far.
Yeah. We had at 1 a.m. one of my friends... Listener of the podcast, Jasmine, drove past and got very worried. Because you see our car all smashed up and, like, police and stuff at the scene. Like, I imagine if you'd driven past, you would have got mental. Like, you would have gone, oh, what's happened to Matt?
I'd be like, Matt doesn't drive. It was probably him. Who let him in a car?
And, oh, no, he could be injured.
Yeah, that too. This is going to be a real pain for the podcast.
Yeah. Oh, well, lucky you didn't have a big night out last night and was driving past my place at 1 a.m.
Yeah.
Probably just been tweeting or Matt Facebook. Looks
down, I've only got one shoe on.
Yeah.
I had a pretty quiet one.
Yeah. Should be pretty easy for the police. They just need to find the guy with one shoe. There we go. That's the Walking Dead podcast.
Yes, until it returns in February. I guess 8 weeks after that, we'll do it all again.
Well, it's going to be harder to do my governor impression in the next one.
So if you're a Walking Dead fan, look forward to that.
Mm.
Hope you have a good week.
Yep.
See you next time.
See ya. Bye.